The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
We've been discussing the effect of the Shahada of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha and her choice to be a Shahida. The effect of Shahada, a Shahid, is a glowing light, a beacon that allows those who are lost, the mustadafin are lost. It glows. Taking from the light of the Ahlul Bayt, the Shuhada that are out, the Ahlul Bayt themselves are light. The Holy Prophet is Sirajan Munira. Any Shaheed becomes a beacon. Shahada creates a beacon. Besides the Isma of the Ma'soom, the Shahada of a Ma'soom, of an Imam, of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, Salamullahi alayha, this creates a beacon. That brings mustadafin, enlightens the mustadafin, allows them to see. One of the things that we experienced with the revolution is that a lot of the people who are still asleep, with regards to the tyranny of the regime in Iran before the revolution, the shahada of multiple people in Qom and then in Tabriz and then in other cities, and that started with the istishhad of Imam Khomeini's son. He was martyred, poisoned. And other shuhada, but that was the one right before the event of the rise in Qom and then the killing of people there. So there were shuhada there. And then shuhada in Tabriz. And then shuhada elsewhere. And then this caused the whole of the population to rise. All those people that were still in deep sleep. The shahada of Haj Qasim Soleimani has caused many of the mustadafin of the world to wake up, those who had an idea to become more aware, those who had no idea to become aware, those who had an idea and were somewhat active to realize that their responsibilities are greater. This is the effect of istishhad and martyrdom on the masses. The path through which the effect of shahada on the kuffar happens, and that was the downfall of a tyrant, the path through which that happens is the waking and the awakening of the mustadafin. Shahada has that effect. Shahada has that effect. When Imam al-Hussein was martyred, it created an awakening amongst the Muslimin. Imam Zainul Abidin continued the reminders of that shahada to increase. It's like Imam al-Hussein lit the coal and they caught on, but there's a lot more coal. Imam Zainul Abidin kept blowing in it, reminding people until that coal gets hotter and hotter, and they did overthrow the Umayyads. The shahada of Imam al-Hussein salamullah alayh was what overthrew them, and of course beyond that, but what temporarily at that time can be seen. Why? Because it created an awakening amongst the mustadafin. These were Muslimin, but in regards to imama, in regards to khilafah, in regards to the position of the imam or who the imam should be after the demise of the prophet, they were mustadaf. They didn't realize it was an awakening. It was an awakening. With the shahada of these numerous shuhada, we see awakening. Anywhere, any part of the world, when there is a shaheed, when there is a shahidah, anyone martyred, there's an awakening. Okay, right then, and then sometimes it takes longer, but it's there. Okay, it happens. Sooner or later, that effect on the mustada'afin is going to be there. This is what istishhad does generally. Okay. And the thing about mustada'afin is that you don't necessarily see too much. You don't know where it's going to be affected. You don't know who's going to be affected. You don't know what part of what we see today of the effects of the Ahlul Bayt has to do with the istishhad of this imam or that, or Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. It's not, we can't see too much of that. But these instances that we see are signs of the effect of shahada on the mustada'afin. Brothers and sisters, the mustada'afin of the world are the battleground today. The mustada'afin of the world are the battleground. If the mustada'afin of the world join the imam, join the movement of the imam, if they realize what the truth is, the kuffar are so few, they will, just seeing the numbers on this side, they will surrender. Just seeing the sheer number and their own number, their how few they are, and how they can't get along with them, that would do it. It's done if that would happen. The battleground is mustada'afin in the world. What does this tell us? It tells us if we want to work against the dhalama, work against the tyrants, defeat them, one of the aspects of shahada in this way, one of the aspects of the possibility of getting killed in this way, that would encourage us, let me actually instigate them for them to kill me, because this is a way that these things will happen. One of the reasons why shahada is important, and if we think that may happen, it shouldn't be something, if we think we may get killed if we do this, it's going to get us killed if we do this. And instead of being afraid of that, we look at it and we think, wait a second, that's actually good. Let's do this. Let them kill us. One of the effects is winning over the mustada'afin. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens our minds and hearts to this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove all those veils that glue, that glues us to the earth and loving this material realm, loving the glamour of the West, loving the glamour of all these material things that makes us misunderstand and causes us not to want to leave, and we'll make every excuse, create Islamic excuses. Oh, we shouldn't do this. Sheikh, don't talk about this. They may do this. Let them do that. Let them kill us. It will strengthen the movement. It will strengthen the movement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised this. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us be willing and wanting. And whenever He shows us that at this particular time, I want you to go and I want you to give your life, would say, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik.
لك يا مولاتي نشأت كلماتي يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء
لك يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء، يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء،
فاطم الزهراء.